AP, cops arrest teen migrant for alleged child murder. By Neil Monroe on August 20, 2023. Louisiana police have arrested a teenage migrant who is suspected of having murdered the 11-year-old child of another migrant in Texas. The Associated Press reported August 19. The 18-year-old man was identified as a person of interest Friday. The Pasadena Police Department said in a statement Saturday that since then, investigators were able to obtain additional evidence linking him to the death of Maria Gonzalez, and they arrested him in Shreveport, Louisiana. Police said the 18-year-old will be charged with capital murder and is awaiting extradition to Texas. Prior reports suggest that the young migrant arrived via various loopholes in the border that are being held open by President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The alleged murderer was admitted in January 2023 via the loosely managed unaccompanied alien child, UAC, loophole, according to News Nation. At the time, he was only 17, so Garcia Rodriguez was turned over to Health and Human Services custody and released because he had a sponsor in Louisiana, according to the report. Federal officials make minimal effort to track the UAC migrants after they are released. This pathway has been used by MS-13 to expand their gangs in the United States and also by employers seeking cheap, compliant workers. The murdered child was the daughter of a migrant from Guatemala who was at work, News Nation said. Maria Gonzalez was found strangled and sexually assaulted in her apartment. Her father, Carmelo Gonzalez, said Maria texted him after he left for work, saying someone was knocking on the door, the report continued. The father and child entered the United States in 2019 after separating themselves from his wife and other children. The family separation practice is encouraged by U.S. border laws. For example, the Flores loophole was established in law by former President Barack Obama, allowing migrants to avoid detention for more than 21 days if they bring children. Related video, human smuggler and other illegals caught by Texas DPS after wild high-speed chase. The government's release policies make migration possible and profitable. If migrants were not released, they likely would not come to the border because they would be unable to repay the high interest loans that they need to pay the cartel smuggling fees. In 2020, President Donald Trump used the coronavirus epidemic to activate the Title 42 border barrier and then shut down the border for most migrants. However, Biden and Mayorkas lifted the Title 42 barrier to help many more migrants get U.S. jobs. In July, Mayorkas' easy migration rules allowed roughly 250,000 migrants to cross into the United States, including 183,000 people who were caught, registered, and released at the southern border. The July inflow includes a sharp increase in the number of families, some of whom consist of adult men who bring children so they can walk through Obama's Flores loophole. Biden's huge inflow since 2021 includes roughly 2 million legal migrants, 3.5 million illegal and quasi-legal migrants allowed through the southern border, roughly 1.6 million gotaways who sneaked over the border, as well as hundreds of thousands of migrants who refused to go home when their legal visas expired. Many migrants die on Mayorkas' pathway to U.S. jobs. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas said he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claimed. migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion. According to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR, the 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats,